Welcome to the Free Fire Pro Podcast. This is your host, Berserker Gaming, and I'm joined by my co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Flame Carver 61.
Crash Man.
And I'm Dad Venture. You can listen to this podcast wherever podcasts are available. We're so excited that you're joining us for the Free Fire Pro Podcast. And you can also find out more of these great tips and news and maybe get some free diamonds at freefirefamily.com. Welcome back. This is Dad Venture, and we're excited for another episode of the Free Fire Pro Podcast. I'm here with Trash Man, Flame Carver, and BZ. What is it? BZKR?
It's BZRKR.
BZRKR.
And it's Berserker.
Berserker. We'll just call you Berserker. But we're excited that you're joining us again as the newer player to the game. And we've been having discussions about like strategy, what's going on in the game, some of our opinions, and just kind of start this episode. I thought we'd share something kind of funny. In the last episode, we had a discussion over some of the things we'd like to see maybe change to the game in OB33, because OB33 is coming out. And really, like for us, about a week or 10 days, we'll be able to play it 2 weeks early and kind of highlight it for fans across the globe.
Yep, rub it in, guys. Rub it in.
And so one of the things I had said, Trashman, in the last episode is if I could change anything about the game, you guys have mentioned maybe a new character, maybe a new gun. I'd set doors and windows. I think everybody would love doors and windows. And we presupposed that there's no doors and windows in the game because of the bandwidth, how much data that would require. But you had shared with me, kind of before we filmed this one, some of your thoughts about like that aspect of that. And maybe share what you share with us, because I thought it was hilarious.
So we were sitting here talking about it, and then we realized the barrels actually explode in when you shoot them. So that animation right there alone should probably be enough. Like you could make a simple door. Even if the door just vanishes, like in the midair, I don't care what it does. Like, can we have a door?
That's... Right. The pointless barrels, because there's like four barrels in one map.
It's always next to me. I could run to the middle of the field, lay down, and next thing you know, barrel right there. Someone shot it.
But there's also, you're talking about the red barrels. But the blue barrels, they release smoke, and there's an animation. But they're pointless, because the blue barrels are in the middle of nowhere. It's not somewhere you're going to use for cover. So what we're saying is, hear us out, Free Fire. Free Fire Pro Podcast thinks, get rid of the barrels and add doors and windows.
And also, Flame Carver and I were talking about how long it takes to stick and download your clothing packs versus the maps, okay? Why is it like 4 gigs of space for us to download our character packs, but it's like half of like maybe 50 megabytes to download the maps? It's
okay, let's meet in the middle. I would be willing to pay $9.99 U.S. dollars to download a pack that has doors and windows in it.
Yeah.
I will. That's a way to make money for the game. It's also a way to give me what I want, prettier buildings, and you know, I want to hear a door close.
Doors and windows.
But I get stuck going through windows now, so I can't imagine what would happen to me.
Maybe that's it. Maybe we can talk to the people that are creating the hacks for the game, and they can implement doors and windows. We can pay for the
technology.
That'd be the worst way to get banned after they just banned 5 million people.
I just wanted the windows.
It would be like 44% banned for auto aim, 30% wall hacks, and then like
and four dudes like in four Michigan.
People from the Free Fire Pro Podcast in the United States banned for doors and windows hacks. So we want just doors and windows.
All the hackers are like, this hack didn't even make you better at the game. It's like, but it made the game pretty.
Yeah, it made the game pretty. That's all I care about. I want to play pretty Free Fire. So that's just the thoughts. I thought that was fun. And you're probably, if you're listening to this, you probably have a similar thought pattern about doors and windows as we do.
Yeah, well, there's another rumor, right, about, and I talked about this on our first episode, actually, because I love Assassin's Creed, and there's a rumor that a collab is coming up between Assassin's Creed and Free Fire. It all kind of stems out.
It's not a rumor. It's definitely official.
Definitely going to happen, but the rumor is what is going to be included. So they're thinking that there's going to be a new loading screen, that there's going to be new apparel, that there's potentially going to be new skins available. So these are all the things that they're saying. There's already on the website, on Free Fire's website, new wallpapers with the Assassin's Creed collab. And so there's some ideas. They think it's coming out of the Assassin's Creed Enzio Nintendo Switch, like that collab at a greater level. They think that's what's kind of spearheading some of this. So what do you guys think? I mean, we talked about this, but I love Assassin's Creed. I would love to see that collab within Free Fire. I mean, that'd be like one of those, like, shut up and take my money moments. Like, I'll shell out for that if they have the Assassin's Creed character. But what do you think? I mean,
I think it looks great. I mean, yeah. This pack, it's one of those ones that's, like, simple. They don't really have to do a whole lot because it's always the white robe.
Yep.
So they've got a lot of characters in there that does that.
It'll still be 8 gigs.
It looked like they had the arm piece. Yeah, it'll still be 8 gigs to download. The game's only, like, 2, but... Exactly. But then they had the metal arm piece that looked well-designed and everything. And then the one I seen, I'm not sure if they used... the current pet, or if it would be a new one, but they had the Falcon from Assassin's Creed. Which would be awesome. Looks at it. What do you think, Flame Carver?
I'm always down for some new stuff in the game, some new character designs, some new loading screens, just all of it. I love just when they add new stuff and they make it all look great.
Yeah, for me, what I want to see with Assassin's Creed is I want to see the pets attack.
Oh, see, that's what I want to see.
I want to see the pets attack because the pets. You can't see the pets, right? You can't see the enemy's pets. You can only see your pets or your teammates' pets. I want to see, like, I think it'd be great because in Assassin's Creed, the Peregrine Falcon does not only scout the map for him, but it will defend him. You know, he can actually call it to go down on somebody and attack them to basically give him the ability to sneak around behind him. I would love for the pets to become visible and attack. To be a distraction in Free Fire. I think it'd be amazing. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would like to see the pets actually do something interactive in the game more so than just buff your character.
What about an emote of, like, the bird landing on the arm?
That would be sweet.
I would think that would you would think that that's what they're going to do, right? Like,
maybe, or the hidden blade. They have to, I mean.
Yeah.
This is going to be Venom all over again.
Those are some of the
most
iconic, or the jumping off the roof, right? The jumping off the roof, there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of different things.
Well, Free Fire, you could break your ankle stepping off a curb, so I don't know about the jump one.
That's true. Yeah, no, I think that would be good here as we look at the Assassin's Creed collab. It is something that in the U.S. especially is going to be probably highly promoted, highly marketed by Free Fire. I was on Facebook the other day. You can actually see an ad that you can see all the ads that the company is running. And so I happen to look at Free Fire's ads, and they're running every time there's a new anything in the game, they're running like 12 ads. Yeah. And so, and just in the US, not across the world, just in the US, they're running 12 ads. They do multiple different pictures and text, and they're targeting it out because they're really wanting to grow this game in this market, which I love because we're in this market. I think that the Assassin's Creed, they're going to be dumping some money in this. Some of those ads are like $1,000 a day. It's crazy. Like, they're really trying to promote this game. It was in the movie Venom. And so there's opportunities out there that they've just been trying to find collabs. They had Snoop Dogg do Christmas. I mean, they're really trying to make the right moves to reach an audience that's our target demographic in the U.S. And so I'm excited about that. And especially Assassin's Creed has been played all over the world.
I mean, it's one of the most iconic games, period. I mean, really, you think about Assassin's Creed, it's one of the most iconic games. So here's the deal. There's two, this is the rumor, right? There's two bundles. So there's going to be two main Assassin's Creed bundles in the collab. And they're going to feature the exact outfit from the Ezio Assassin's Creed. So a white and a red design. And they're going to have a male or a female combo. The other thing is that they're going to do a new plane skin with the Assassin's Creed hood on it. So the Assassin's Creed hood logo. That's at least the rumor, right?
Those are usually more available than the nice outfit. You usually can get those some kind of pass or something.
Which would be cool. Or like a top-up, like depending on what it is. The treatment sniper gun skin, they're gonna have eagle-like features.
Yeah, so I've actually got a picture of it right here on my computer. Look at this thing. Man, you can't see it. Let's try to describe that to people who are listening. It's a treatment sniper, which people who play Free Fire know what the treatment sniper looks like, but it's red and white with wings, and the kill feed, which is similar to a lot of the evolution guns, is a kill feed is of the Falcon coming down to attack the person that gets killed. Sweet. So we just watched it happen here. That's pretty amazing because a lot of times, you know, you got the megalodon that has the shark come up and bite him. You've got the dragon coming out and attacking, the lightning coming out. And so I think it's going to be pretty cool. So there'll be literally be the falcon that we were talking about coming down to attack the players as they get the knockdown, which is pretty cool.
Which gun was that again?
That's the treatment sniper.
Then the other thing is the new machete is going to be like a Parang skin. They say it's going to look a little bit like the Egyptian design, which is right out of Assassin's Creed Origins, which that game was nutso. I think Dad Venture, that was like your favorite Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's what got me back into it. I kind of got bored with Assassin's Creed for a while, but Origins got me back into it, yeah.
The other thing is the new melee skin. This knife skin, it's going to have the same gold design as the machete, but it's going to be have an emerald gem at the base of the blade, kind of like what they do with the wrist, the wrist blade. So that would be pretty sweet. The P90 is going to have a new gun skin. It's going to be kind of the same as a sniper. So that would be pretty cool.
That's cool. I'm excited about what's coming in the Assassin's Creed collab.
Yeah, I'm really glad. It looks like they're going all out with this collab, which is wonderful to see because I know some of their collabs have been great and some of them have been good, but I wouldn't say they were top tier. So I'm really glad that they're going all out with this collab to see them like really getting with the skins for everything, like all the. It's just great to see. I love it.
This is amazing. This is my favorite. You ready? Skateboard, parachute, and dropping animations. Skateboard is going to be mostly red and black with a bit of white at the edges with the AC symbol on it. The parachute's just going to be a face of the assassin in red. But you're going to get the classic, iconic Assassin's Creed jumping animation, the eagle jump, landing when you cut your parachute. That is amazing. So it's going to look like a superhero landing, but not necessarily, you know, like Black Widow, how she has her landing. Not that. You know, not as extreme, but that's what we're talking about.
That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be cool. I mean, I like all that kind of stuff that they bring into the game. You can see here, I can show you. I know you're into this. You can see some of the stuff that's come in the picture of the sword and stuff. It looks really great. It looks like they've maybe taken some of the criticism with Venom collab, which we talked about in a previous episode, that the Venom collab was really not Venom-y at all.
Oh, man.
It was a motorcycle helmet with some drawings on it. You know, it was cool that they were in the movie, which I thought was awesome, especially, you know, Flame Carver. I went to the movie and saw it. But I wanted Venom's suit in the game looking like Venom. We didn't get that. So this looks like Assassin's Creed and definitely something I'm buying. Like, day one, I'll be buying Assassin's Creed because I'll probably be wearing this a lot. There's three different options here, and they're all pretty awesome. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I've got a question, okay? We're talking about all these games that have, you know, shaped us as gamers, okay? But let's talk about the lobbies that we've played in, okay? Specifically, the people that we've played in those lobbies. And get this, the most annoying things that you have had to experience from other players while playing multiplayer. Okay, you ready for this? I'll start. Here's my number one most egregious violation when you are playing multiplayer with me in a lobby. You ready for this? Okay. Eating Sun Chips right into your mic. Okay. Nobody wants to hear you chew while you are playing the game. Okay. So here's the deal. What are your frustrations when you're playing in a lobby with people? What are some of the most annoying things that you experience while playing in the lobby?
Raging.
Playing in lobbies.
I hate hearing people rage on the other side of their mic, like this is a life or death situation, or they're in Vietnam trying to call in an airstrike. It's like, dude, just quit. Your blood pressure's way too high.
Mine is definitely, you know, when you're talking while I'm in a fight, like if my teammate dies and he's just talking and telling me what to do while I'm playing, it's like I need to be able to hear the footsteps, the gunshots. I need to know what the other guy's doing. I need to focus on the game, not listen to him talk in my ear while I'm trying to play.
Right.
Yeah, it's like clearly you're not as good as me because you died. And
yeah.
That's why you're not in the middle of this firefight.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I would agree with those. Music in the background, really loud.
Oh, man.
Especially like we stream. Yeah. So like I can get like kicked off stream. I get my stream taken down and get banned for music playing. So as streamers, we can't have the music in there. But I don't want to listen to your nonsense music while I'm playing. Like I'm trying to hear footsteps. Like I can hear footsteps in the game. I don't want to hear whatever music you listen to. Like, I don't want to hear it. Especially that music is always going to be copyright problems for me. And so I would think that's a problem for all of us as streamers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Another one is when I'm playing with my like a Clash squad, just having fun with my stream, and I hear them listening to my stream in the background. Love that you're watching my stream, by the way. But like hearing me repeat my same thing in the background while I'm playing and talking, and then hearing it come up like 30 seconds later, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, no, I would agree. That's always like, turn me down, bro. Like you can hear me. Like I'm live. I'm on the mic. Like I'm just playing turn me
with
down.
You. Like right yeah, now.
But you know what they're doing, Mom. Come listen to
I'm
me.
I'm at this stream.
Yeah, that's my voice.
10,000 people watching right now.
I've seen this one, and it's not like an annoyance, but it is kind of funny. Is when they jump in with Kyle and they're like, "I'm watching you on YouTube right now." Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah. I can hear me, buddy. Yeah, like
how about this? Okay, in Free Fire, when I get requested to be in a lobby 47 times by the same person, and I'm already in a lobby. Has that happened to you guys?
You got friends on Free Fire?
I do. I didn't know
you play enough to have friends.
I do. Yeah. And when I play, like, sometimes I'll be in, we're all full up, like, I can't, thank you. But it's like, you can't tell them, and they just keep sending you invites. Send me one.
Yeah.
Send me one, bro.
No, we were specifically talking about mics, so I'll go back to the mics. And one of the things that really annoys me is when they start fighting with their spouse or parents. Like,
do you remember that one time
during the stream?
I can't. We won't name names. We were on it. We were playing a game together, Dead Venture and I, and a guy that we were playing with, they started yelling at each other, and I don't know about you, but I just wanted to say, your mic's still on. Yeah.
It just feels awkward.
Just mute.
And now I can't pay attention to the game because I'm like wondering if they're about to get divorced or if someone's going to punch each other.
Am I going to have to testify in front of a court?
I don't want the court to have to call me and want to know what's going on. But like, shut up, woman! Like, I don't know. I don't want to hear that. Like, I just want to know if the guy's crouching around the corner and coming after me.
Or when you're playing with kids and their parents come in and tell them to shut the game off and you hear the entire exchange back and forth with the kid and their parent, like, no, Mom, I'm not shutting it off.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's just this person got disconnected from
the group. Yeah. Or at least we hope. They could have went.
It sounds like we have a lot of things we don't like. Maybe we should ask, is there anything that we do like? For me, the big one is swearing and language cursing because I'm a streamer and I don't want my stream to get taken down. So I will often tell people, like, I'm streaming, please don't swear. Like, this is a clean stream. I do have a clean stream. I know we all want clean streams where we don't want people swearing. And so that's another thing that's annoying. I know that sounds annoying for other people, but it is when you're streaming to an audience across all platforms. And I streamed about 14 different places. So they all have their own different rules with that. And I can't risk it because they're all going on at once.
Yeah. Especially like clean stream. Like all of us have clean streams. And so like when you're on with us, like this is just something to know. If you know somebody is streaming and you're in the lobby with them, like keep your language clean because you have no idea what audience they're trying to reach or what their target demographic is. And that just like, honestly, I get that. Like when you're playing, it's passionate, but you were talking about people raging, like, it's at the end of the day, I think we all agree, it's just a game. Mm-hmm. And it's not fun anymore when you take it way too seriously. Mm-hmm. I think for everybody who's playing video games, unless you're playing at the highest possible level and winning multiple tournaments, the idea of playing video games is it's an escape where you get to go and have fun. And I'll just be honest with you, like, it's no fun for any, I know for all four of us who are on the podcast, when we get on a stream and people are just expletive filled the whole time, it just takes the fun.
Then we gotta mute them and then we can't hear them, and then why am I playing with somebody I can't talk to?
So yeah, exactly.
That's for me. Is there anything we actually like when people do on the mics?
I like when people are really encouraging. Like that's the thing. I've really tried to be that way. Like if somebody does something cool or good or they revive you, it's not that hard to say thank you. Like I love when Fortnite added that you could thank the bus driver. Yeah. I know it's an NPC, okay? But I like thanking him because I think a little bit of gratitude goes a long way. Well, I just healed you, and then got headshot, okay?
You don't actually, in Fortnite, you don't make it past the bus very often. So
I know, okay?
It's like the one thing you do every game.
I'm like
game.
The only person who's ever
keep
played Fortnite
warm,
who died
I'll
on the
back.
Bus. Right?
Free Fire, we need to add thanking the airplane pilot, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Berserker here can play the game and have some interaction with people.
No, I mean, but really, like, gratitude goes a long way. If somebody heals you and then they get shot, like, trying to heal you, say, hey, thanks for trying to do that, partner.
I was playing a different game the other day, and I thanked somebody for healing me, and the guy was like, wow, that, like, people don't actually ever thank you.
No, they don't.
It's like, well, why not? You healed me. I mean, I'm going to die a bunch, so I need you to, want to heal me. You guys know I'll die a bunch.
Yeah.
I go down. I have no fear. So
I mean, I had mine, too, just communication and being, you know, nice. And because I literally had a team drop out on me last second before we played a tournament, and I jumped on Instagram, and I'm like, someone had messaged me, and he was like, hey, are you streaming tonight? No, you're coming with me. Like, right now, get in the game. And everybody was like, oh, we're so bad that we're coming in sixth. And they're, like, apologizing to me. I'm like, guys, if you guys are having fun, because yins don't get to come to these influencer events, then I could care less. Like,
yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's where we're all at. Like, when we stream, when we game together, the biggest thing is, like, just we are all there to have fun. Like, it's supposed to be something that's de-stressing, not adding stress to your life. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm there to eliminate the enemy, but whatever. Yeah. Yeah. You're there to thank the bus driver in a different game. Well, I think that's good. I mean, I like when people communicate. Like, not just thank you, but, like, communicate well. Like, tell me where the enemy is. It's like, well, he's over there. I got to know where
I'm over there. Over there does not mean anything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was bringing that up. I forgot about that. I can't stand that. He's over here. Where's here? I have no clue where here is.
Or how about this? Oh, he's to the right.
You're right.
We're facing the opposite direction.
Oh, no, this is more specific. Well, he's over behind me. But the problem is, and I've said this. I know we've all said it.
We all do it.
I think we've all said it. But what's behind you? I don't know which way you're facing. Like, I can't see that. I don't use antenna hacks like the guys that get banned. So that's the thing is communicating. And that's really just playing the game enough to know where the locations are. You know, if I'm in Bismacati Strip, then I need to be able to communicate which building we're at, facing which is hard. But, like, guys that you play with that know those things and they love the game and they communicate it well, they're so easy to play with. They're enjoyable to play with because it makes you a better player just by their communication and working together as a team. Yeah. So I think teamwork and communication, I think, are highlights for me. I love
exactly.
that
when people communicate. I love this. Like, I'm definitely the least skilled player out of the four of us. But every time we play together, you guys are super encouraging. You're not like, yeah, we joke and we make fun, but, like, at the end of the day, you guys are always acknowledging when I'm getting better or when you guys are doing something, and we all try to communicate in that way. Like, especially when we're playing with people, it's like it makes the game more fun. Mm-hmm. It always makes the game more fun when you feel like the team that you're playing with is actually a team, not mm-hmm. just a bunch of people trying to win a game. Like, you're actually cohesive. Yeah. Right. I think that really helps with winning too. The more fun you're having, the more easy it is. Like, the more relaxed you are, the more you're focused on the game, the more you're not distracted by things. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with that. I got another thing to share with you. We got to do an update on India. What's going on in India? As exciting as these conversations have been, India has banned Free Fire. This is not new news. If it is, you're behind. It's big news, actually. And so India's banned Free Fire. And so Trashman, you and I have been doing some special editions of the podcast, trying to keep people up to date. And so I want to talk a little bit. We did a special episode about VPNs, how to play. And so latest news coming out of India today is about VPNs and network tricks that people are using to try to get around the ban. And so I want to just kind of discuss this, maybe talk through this, maybe inform people about what they don't know. Because I don't know. Let's do a little quiz. I don't know if you guys have listened to our podcast. But what does a VPN stand for?
Oh, gosh, I know this. I actually know this.
Yeah, what does it stand for? Flame Carver?
I have no idea.
15 seconds on the clock.
Don't we look at
something on the screen? It's about something about PIN network.
Hang on. We got our producer over here. Can he answer it?
Producer, we got a producer off screen.
Spasticat.
Verified private network.
No.
No?
I thought it was a virtual proxy network. That's what we both thought. It's actually virtual private network.
Virtual that's what private a VPN is. So
I have always cool. thought it was a proxy network.
The part about that that's weird is your mind goes to what it's doing is it's using proxy, so you go virtual proxy network.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But it's not. It's actually VPN, and I called it that since probably 2012.
I have always called it a proxy network because that's what I thought it was. And so we were doing the episode, get ready for it. I was like, we don't even know what a VPN is. But that's not really important to this conversation, but I just figured we would test you on it. All right, so here's what's going on in India right now. We in that episode, if you haven't listened to it, you can go back and listen to the episode. We talk about how to use a VPN, the purpose of a VPN, a virtual private network. It allows you to play Free Fire in India as if you're in Bangladesh, as if you're in Singapore, as if you're in North America server. And so you get a VPN. And VPN, you can get VPNs free, virtual proxy networks. You can download them on iPads, iPhones, Android devices, computers. And you can you basically change your location through that to show as if you're in that other location. And then you can play the game as if you were from Germany or if you were from North Africa or whatever. So that's how it works. The problem being is most of these free VPNs have data caps, is what people are finding out. This is the new news. They have data caps. So once you play a certain amount, you're out of data, and now you have to upgrade your plan. So what's happening, it seems like, in India, is that these companies are basically springing up to try to capture these players from when PUBG was banned to now, where they're giving them the opportunity to get hooked on the ability to keep playing their loved game. But now it gets shut down when the data cap happens, and now you've got to pay for a premium tier. It seems a little fishy to me. Yeah. I mean, it's business savvy for these companies, but if you're a poor gamer, what do you guys think about this and how this might affect the game?
It's sad because it's taking advantage of a really poor situation for those people. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're a gamer, it's like, you know, what point do you go, I would have paid for a subscription for whatever, you know, and I should just go in. What would be your recommendation to those gamers? Like, should they just, in the front of all of it, just get out there and get a paid VPN so that they know it's reliable with no data caps? Or should they try and use free ones? Should they bounce from free to free to free? I mean,
that's an option, right?
Bouncing. Well, how much are they charging for data? If it's 99 cents for, I don't know, 100 gigs, that's really terrible, but like
for us, but in other countries it may be more expensive per capita because of cost of living, and so I think that's one of the problems that people are saying is they just can't afford the fee, and so now you're basically have to choose this game you've invested a lot of time and money and energy over years playing, or just letting it go away and playing something else. And that's some of the frustration. So what's happening now is that people are hacking the VPNs, of course. Free Fire's banned about 10 million hackers since Christmas, and there's hackers that found out how to hack VPNs. So what they're doing is they're actually changing. You access a VPN through an access point name and like a gateway network, and you have to have operator identifier. So they're able to change their access point names and their operator identifiers in some way, so it shows as if they're not where they're located or who they are, and they're basically getting free VPN service. So that's what's happening, and as we do it, I just lost my access. I was talking about this, and I think I just got banned on the internet. No, it's back up. But they're kind of flouting the ban by customizing this, but eventually that's going to get shot down just like everything else does, because now you're stealing data and you're restricting the opportunity of other people to have that data. So, like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, it seems like something's got to change in the midst of this whole thing for people to continue to play the game that they love on VPNs.
Right. And the first thing that comes up with that, they might be putting those companies at risk too, because this was the Indian government that stepped in. And if the VPNs, regardless if it's their fault or not, if they can't keep the decisions or, you know, keep honored the decisions of what the government made, they could get shut down as well to make them have to pull their service.
Right, and the problem is, right, like, some of these streamers are super famous in India. There's Total Gaming with almost 30 million followers.
Okay.
And what we found out is he's making, like, 8-9 locks a day, which is about $1,500 a lock. So you're talking about this guy's making $12,000 to $15,000 a day streaming Free Fire. Like, the government's going to find out if you're playing Free Fire in India after the ban, if they bring the full on ban hammer and no Free Fire, no access, no nothing, some of these big streamers are going to have problems because they're going to be targets for basically some kind of like video game persecution. And I think there's a risk coming. I think people are afraid of that right now as streamers about what's next as they look at other game options that they may move to.
For sure. And I don't have like a real solid answer on that, just sitting and trying to think of what to do with the data for the game to play, because a lot of these people play multiple hours a day. That can eat up bandwidth quick, and it's a game, so it's not like you're just downloading small files or this, that, and the other. It's So I don't have a good answer for what they could do with that. But honestly, going against the wishes of what the band's been put in place, they got a lot more they can risk to lose.
Right. Yeah, and I think VPN hopping, that's what you can call it, from going from one VPN to next. That works, and I suggest that to anybody who's listening. Try VPN hopping. Don't be one of these people that's trying to hack it. That's going to get you in all kinds of trouble that you don't want. It's not worth it. But I'm saying, I think once your data's gone, you might have to play a different game at least part of the day. Like, don't give up on Free Fire, because we love Free Fire. Yeah. We want you to keep playing Free Fire. But you might have to just get another game to play until Free Fire gets this figured out. Because Garena has said, we are working on it. We're sorry about this. But there's been no definitive solution yet presented by Free Fire.
Yeah, and not to mention all of the players who are getting booted because of the server issues. You know, like, you know, our thoughts are with India. I mean, as they're trying to play this game, a lot of the people who are playing in India, this is their whole life. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. So, you know, it's important to note, like, we talk about this stuff regularly on the Free Fire Pro podcast. You can access that anywhere you can listen to podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Apple, Android. You can listen to it on Amazon, Alexa, even if you got Alexa at home. And you can go to our website, which is freefirefamily.com. You can access it there. But on our website, through the end of February, we're doing a 100 Diamonds a Day giveaway to celebrate the launch of our site. It's been awesome. Like 15,000 people or 17,000 people now have come to that website and checked it out. We're putting content articles about Free Fire out there. We'll especially have more as the advanced server comes up in a few days here. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about that. And you can check it out. Have a chance to win 100 Diamonds a Day. We're doing it every day. We've hit them every day. We're going to continue through the end of the month. We'll probably do more, I'm guessing, that the three of us as verified influencers here in North America are going to be giving diamond codes away as part of what we did last month, was give diamond codes away on the Free Fire Family. So I'm excited about that. So please check out freefirefamily.com. Keep listening to the Free Fire Pro podcast. And I can't wait, guys. On the next episode, I've got some amazing news that I have heard of a collab that's coming that gets me super excited here at Free Fire. Guys, keep listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Free Fire Pro Podcast.